Hayishma Yisro, Kohen Midian Chosei Moshe, Eish Kol Asher Asher Elokim L'Moshe L'Yisro Amo, Ki Otsi Hashem Es Yisro Mimitzrayim. So Yisro hears what Hashem did. And then, based on what he hears, so he takes his daughter and her sons, because, right, they were separated, right? They were with Yisro. So now Yisro takes his daughter, Moshe's wife, and the two sons, and back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, "Ani chosen for Yisro boy lecha v'yishtecha oshrei v'lea ima." And they greet, etc. And then Moshe hears. Moshe tells Yisro. And then v'yichad Yisro al kol atova. The Rashi says either v'yismach, v'yichad means he was happy, or he got goose pimples, whatever. And then he says, Baruch Hashem. So one simple question that the Sefer of Naftali of Rupshitz raises is, Yisro, the Pasuk had already said, Vayishma Yisro, that he knew what went on. So it's Dafke, but then it says, Vayisaper Moshe, then Moshe tells it over to him, but he already knew it already. And now he says, oh! He gets all excited, and he says, Baruch Hashem, etc. Why did he get all excited beforehand? He knew. Vayishma Yisro, he already heard. It's only after Vayisaper Moshe Lechosno does it say Vayichad Yisro. So we have to understand what is this idea. What is this Vayichad Yisro? What is that... Okay, in other words, what changed? Why all of a sudden is he so excited? And beforehand, Vayishma Yisro. Lechora, he must have been excited before also, because he decided to pick up and go to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that must have been exciting to him of what happened. So he went and picked up until now. But then only afterwards, Vayisaper, do we see this idea that... Only after that, it says Vayisaper, we see the idea that that he's all praising Hashem and all these things. So what changed? And furthermore, the famous Rashi, Vayishma Yisro, Mashmur Shom Uba, Kriyas Yamsum Mochem Samolik. That the two things, Vayishma Yisro, is Kriyas Yamsuf and Mochem Samolik. So the question is, what's so special about those two things? There were other things. Well, all the makos, I mean, so many things. Well, what's, you know, the Aseres HaMakos, the Makos Bechoras, there were so many miracles. Why is it that Dafka, the reason why Yisro decides to come to Moshe Rabbeinu, is Kriyas Yamsuf U'Melchem HaSamolim? And then, furthermore, and these are questions are all asked, we'll see, the more B'Shemesh asks these questions. Why does the Pasuk have to say why the kids were named what they were named? I understand when they were born, so you're right, you know, Gershom was born, and this is the reason why we call him Gershom. And Eliezer was born, this is the reason we call him Eliezer. But here, they're not being born, they're coming back, Yisro and her daughter and the kids are coming back to the father Moshe. And now the Torah has to go out of its way to say why they were named what they were named. Like, it's like, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, when they're born, you say why they're named. At this point, it's necessary to say why they were named what they were named. So these kashas are brought up by the Sefer Mor v'Shemesh on page 9. One of the classical Hasidic Sfarim, the Mor v'Shemesh. Here you see on the fourth column, five lines from the bottom. Why is it called, in other words, why is it referring to the sons of Tzipora, and not Bonav, the sons of Moshe? Why does it speak for the son? They were Moshe's sons, just as well as Tzipora's sons. So why does it refer to the sons from the perspective of Tzipora, not from Moshe? And then he says that the question that we just mentioned on page 10, the first column. So Yesh Ladakhtik, Masha Mevikan Tam Al Kriyas HaShemos Shalbon of Shem Echad Gershom Shem Echad Eliezer Masha Yochus Yesh Kan Tam Kriyas HaShemos Shalbon of. Hello, Iker Mekoma Parsha Shmos. Right, the Mokom is when they were born is a Parsha Shmos. Vatikra ben, Vatikra Shmo Gershom, Kiyomar Gera Yisabaretz Nochriya. Havakan ain't a Mokomo. There's no reason to rehash why they were called those names. And then, furthermore, okay, so he says a beautiful pshat here. He says on page 11, third column, Hine kishashama Yisro hanisim v'neflo sh'osu Hashem yisbarach b'Yisrael bol yidei esoga sh'Hashem elkei Yisrael godol mikol olkim v'emim bo yisbarach b'emun ha'shleima. Whereas once Yisro heard that Hashem did all these miracles, so basically he decided to believe in God and to do the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He was like a Ger Toshev. So good. But from the perspective of being a Ger Toshev, he didn't need to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have stayed at home, wherever he was. And he'll be a nice Ger Toshev at home. He'll keep the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. No need to... No need to go any further. However, says the Mor v'Shemesh, fourth line, fourth column, page 11, Rakshashoma Milchemes Amalek, Dainu Shonoflu Yisrael Mi Madre Gosom, Hel Yona, Migdushosom Hel Yona Gdolahem, Vaniflo Shayolahem, Ubefrat Be'ez Kriyas Yamshuf, Naflu Achakach Mechemes Amalek, Whereas, you see, the word is, he's saying like this, it's not pshat, v'yishma Yisro, that he heard about the miracles of Kriyas Yamsuf and about Amalek. His pshat is like this. When Klal Yisrael was at Kriyas Yamsuf, they were on such a high madrega, right? They had nevuah greater than the nevuah of Yecheskel ben Buzi. They were on the highest levels of nevuah. The highest levels. And now, when they're at Amalek, he sees what a drop. At Amalek, Klal Yisrael, Oyev Yageyev, Lo Yirei Elokim, they need Moshe Rabbeinu to pick up his arm so they should look. It means they lost that level of Yerushalayim. Moshe now has to. So what Yisrael saw is just because a person is on a high madrega one day, doesn't mean the next day he can't fall down. So that's what Yisro says. He says, I'm Yisro, I'm so inspired, I hear all the Nisim, but I'm afraid that what's going to happen to me is the same thing that happened to the rest of the Jewish people, that they were on such a high madrega of Kriyas Yamsuf, and then by Amalek they were on such a low madrega. They had Moshe Rabbeinu had to put up his arm so they could look in the Shemayim and get some Yerushalayim. But just before, they were on the Nevuah, on the highest levels of Nevuah by Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's Pshat and Rashi. Why does Yisro come? Why does Yisro decide he needs to come to Moshe Rabbeinu? He's afraid that even though now he's a believer and he's a mammon, but it can all dissipate. Just like Klal Yisrael went from the Madrega of Kriyas Yamsuf to the Madrega of what? Of Milchemes Amalek. So he says the same thing can happen to me. So he says the only way I'm going to have security that I'm going to be okay is if I come in the close proximity of a Moshe Rabbeinu. Then I'll know that I'm not going to slip. So that's what he says. Look at page 12. Kshashama Zos, top line on page 12. Kshashama Zos, she'efsha lipol me'akdusha. V'sha'avdus Hashem Yisbarach Hu Gadol ad lema'od. Just like by Milchemes Amalek, you need the Tzadik Hador, you need a Moshe Rabbeinu to keep them afloat. So it says Moshe, Yisro says, I can't stay at home anymore because I'm going to slip just like they slipped. Therefore what? Vayovol Moshe. Oh, so then he says more. Beautiful. On page 12. Misham be'eru ha-be'ir ha-sedra v'yishma Yisro. Mashmo shamo ba-perish. Adei ma-ba'al Moshe Rabbeinu. Haya lo'isha v'mkomo. He should have stayed home. He was a ger toshav. What else does he need? He was keeping the Zion mitzvos. Amaba letaltal atzmo mokom tohu umidbar. The zeh perish Rashi kriyas yamsuf perish shabo Yisrael lidei hasagadola ad lemaod kanal umelchemes amolik perish vachakach noflu mimadreikosim kanal at shehoyu tzrichim shemoshi yishaber es libam lavim shebashamayim. Came ball of Moshe Rabbeinu Ladabik as Atzmo Ilov Shishabin Lavovo Gamkein Lavinu Meshama Shamayim. Now, what's the point of. Now we have to answer up the other question. So now we know what it means. Mashmur Shamo Ba. Though it's Pashup Shad, it means he heard about these two miracles. But why these two? There were so many other miracles. There was the man, there was the bear. No, these two miracles, not pshat in the miracles, it was the pshat that he heard about how the status of Klal Yisrael changed from the time of Melchemes for Kriyas Yamsuf to the time of Amalek. And he was afraid, if they could slip, I could slip too. So I need a security. I need an anchor. So that's, I need to be near Moshe Rabbeinu. That's going to be my anchor. So what's pshat in the that it's called Har Sons, Baneha, and why does he have to what? Mention the reason of the names. So look at the bottom of the first column, four, last four lines. Okay, Lokach Imo Ishto Vona Vubaimo Bilchos Toin. Yosha Moshe Rabbeinu Lav HaShalom Kara Shemos Lubon of Shemacha Gershom Ki Omar Gera Yisi Beretz Nochriya Mayaka Venoso Lishrosh Sharoshim Shal Kedusha Bibno Gershom Sheyeb Bibchinet Ger Baolam Hazeh. He says, and Shem Echad Eliezer, Elokei Aviv Ezri. That's Hashem's. In other words, what Yisrael was saying is, you named your kids a certain way because you wanted them to have certain levels of commitment. You wanted Gershon to feel that Olam Hazeh is not the Iker Kvias. We're Olam Haba Jews. We're living for Olam Haba. You named your son Eliezer because you wanted Eliezer to be someone who has Emunah Bashem, and now they're slipping. They're Baneha. They're like Tzipora, my daughter. They're not following in your footsteps. They're slipping. So now that's why we have to come back to you to get that anchor again. עכשיו שהנחת בניך אצלי ואצל אשתך הרי הבונים נופלים מקדושוסם והם מסנגים בטבעם כאשר רואים אצלי ואצל אשתך על כן תקרב עושנו על הקדושה לא טוב על הקדושה שרשרשת בשני בניך. So that's the thing, you named them a certain way because you wanted to raise them a certain way, but you should know it's not going to happen if your wife and kids are with me. You have to be in a Torah environment. There has to be an anchor. And that's what Yisro is saying to Moshe. That's why I have to come back to you. For my sake, that I'm going to slip, and your kids, who you named a certain way. That's why he has to say the reason of the names. You named them a certain way because you wanted them to be a certain way. And now they're slipping. They're Baneha. They're like Tzipora, not like you. And that's why we have to come back. So this is a very important yisod in life, that in life no one can be sure of themselves, of where he's holding. So that's in Yiddishkeit, in Yirah Shamayim, in Torah. So he always has to anchor himself. He has to put himself in communities, in places that will keep that anchor, will keep that, and he won't slip. Because once you put yourself into a situation where it's not, the anchor is not there, then anyone can slip. And that means also the community you live in, the type of home you have. If you let certain things in your home, so your kids are going to be different. If there's a TV that's going to be watched in the home on a regular basis, that's going to cause your kids to grow up in a certain way, and have a certain whatever you let in, whatever the exposure is. That's going to way they're going to come out. The avira that we put ourselves in and our children in, our wives, our children, that's what's going to keep us going. Because no one can have that guarantee. He spent years in yeshiva, whether yeshiva in Israel, and then he came back and he slipped, or he was here in yeshiva and then he slipped. We always have to have anchors. We always have to have something to hold on to that's not going to let us fall. We can never be so secure, and we always have to put ourselves in those places where it'll be easier. Because they say the famous thing that the Vilna the Gaon asked the Dubna Magid to give him Musar. So the Dubna Magid said to the Vilna Gaon, you're the Vilna Gaon, you sit and learn the whole day, so therefore you're so religious. You're so, let's say you go out into the world. and be like that. So the Vilna Gaon said, I'm not a kunstmacher. In other words, you're not mechuyev to put yourself into a situation. Okay, if you're in a situation where you have to do that, you have a parnassus or it requires you, so okay, but still you have to have a certain type of home that you can still have an anchor to hold on to. You're not supposed to put yourself if you don't have to. If you need to, for whatever reason, for a job, whatever, okay. But then you always need that anchor to come back to. So that's what Yisro says. I'm afraid I'm going to slip. So I have to come back to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's interesting, the Zera Kodesh of Rav Tolly Rupshitz, he writes that that's pshat. Yisro, why did Yisro all of a sudden only get excited after Moshe Rabbeinu told him? The answer is that Yisro knew about all the nisim, but it's different when you hear a tzaddik say it over. The same thing that you knew, but you hear it from a Talmud Chacham, you hear it from a tzaddik, you hear it from a Rebbe, that's a different type of hashrasha inside of you, a different hesoros. So the hesoros of Yisro came only when he heard it, the same things that he heard about, but he heard Moshe Rabbeinu say it over, then, only then, it's Vayichad Yisro. And that's where Rav Naftali Rupshit says on page 13, Lovin, HaKvar HaYo Yodeya, Moshe Peish Rashi, Vayishma Yisro, Mashmur Shalmo, Ba Kriyas Yamsu, Mechemes Olay. Rake Inyin, Dihine, Bahagadu Shal Pesach, Kulon HaChomim, Mitzvah Leinu L'Saper. What's the Inyin L'Saper? Lovin, Mashachochim, What's the idea of L'Saper Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because when one person, when a tzaddik speaks, it's Ma'orah B'zeh Hashomim to Yir HaShemayim. Even though things that you know, but when you hear it said over by somebody of a greater stature, that's going to make a greater impact in you. And that's what Yisro needed. And the Noam Elimelech has a similar idea here as well that you could look. And this reminded me of a vort. There's a vort so interesting that this vort, I think Rav Pinchas Friedman brought it down, is said over both by the Vilna Gaon and by the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, well, what's the vort? And it's on the same theme that we just said. So the famous pasuk in Parshas Ekev, page 16, Vatar Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach Kim Liras Hashem Elokecha Lechas M'chol Drachov Lava Oso Lava Es Hashem Elokecha M'chol Vavach M'chol Nafshecha. He says, what does Hashem want from us? All he wants is Yerushamayim Avos Hashem Avodos Hashem M'chol Vavach M'chol. Now that's all he wants. So the Gemara in Bracha says the famous Kasha. Mar Bracha says the famous Kasha on page 118. Chim Yura. Atu Yerushamayim Milsa Zutrusihi. Is Yerushamayim something? It's much more. All I'm asking is a little bit from you. Only Yerushamayim. What do you mean only Yerushamayim? Yerushamayim is a big thing. So you know what the Gemara says? You're right. In. Gabi Moshe Milsa Zutrusahi. Yeah, in other words, he's speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a little thing. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a little thing. So that's why he's saying, that's all I'm asking is Yerushalayim. But the problem is, he's speaking to Kal Yisrael, Vata Yisrael. So what does it mean that for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a little thing, but for everyone else it's not a little thing? So why does the pasuk say Atah Yisrael Mashem Elokecha Shol Machim Mil Yira? Yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a little thing, but we're speaking to Klal Yisrael. Oh, so the Dubna Magid here quotes from the Vilna Gaon. Look on the bottom of 21, the right side on the bottom. Zem Amar Min Lagavi Moshe Milza Zutrasihi Perish. That's what it means. He says, doesn't mean for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a little thing. Yeah, but what does that help for the rest of everyone? So what it means is, not for Moshe Rabbeinu it's a little thing. What it means is, Lagabe Moshe Rabbeinu means the people that were in close proximity to Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yirat Shamayim is not as hard. Whereas if you're hanging around in an atmosphere where you have a Moshe Rabbeinu, Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu is not for Moshe Rabbeinu, means the people in the surroundings of Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's a Milsav Zutrasa. And that's the Baal Shem as well. On page 22 says the same thing, third line. Tirat Abesht. Legabe Moshe Dehainu Lahem Shehayu Gabi Moshe. Hu Haya Hamanik Shalahem Haya Dover Katan. Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom Himshich Bechinas Yira L'chol HaDorahu. Those were in Moshe Rabbeinu's generation. They had Moshe Rabbeinu around. Then it's a Milsa Zutrasa. So it's exactly what we're saying before. That what? That everyone needs an anchor. You need to be around the Rebbe, to be around an atmosphere. You can't just say, you know, I learned in yeshiva, now I'm going to go wherever. Now I'm going to do whatever. You always have to have that atmosphere, that anchor, and the anchor is dibuk b'chachamim v'tzadikim, and it's also the type of atmosphere that you have in your home. What you let in, you let certain things in your home, it's a different type of atmosphere. The TV is going on in the home, you know, hours and hours, it's a different type of home. It's a different atmosphere. It's not an atmosphere that's going to be conducive to the ruchnius goals that you want to achieve. And I thought we can tie this in as well to the Gemara in Menachos. Because the Gemara in Menachos on page 19 says, Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Chayav Adam Levarach Meir Brachos B'chol Yom. That a person has to make 100 brachas every day. And where do you learn that from? From the pasuk Ma Hashem Elokecha. Because they darshan Ma, lashon what? Meya. So I thought the same thing. Because we said that Yerushalayim needs an anchor. So just like the anchor is the Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to be around, but the fact that you're making brachas b'chol yom, and if you do make the brachas b'kavana, so then you're thinking about the Ribono Shel Olam, that also is an anchor. And that's the same anchor of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach. So the Rabbo said, this is the idea, that a person can never be rely on whatever madregas he attained in the past. You always have to think that Chas V'Shalom, you could fall. Just like Yisrael. That's exactly what Yisrael said. He said, I'm afraid because I see what happened to Klal Yisrael. They were in the high madriga of Kriyas Yamsuf, and then the next day they're by Milchemas HaMolek. And they need Moshe Rabbeinu to hold his hands up so they should look up. So if that can happen to them, it can happen to me. And look at Moshe Rabbeinu's children. They're already Baneha. They're already going in a different path of Tzipora, not necessarily the path of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the only Eitzah is get back on the train, go back to Moshe Rabbeinu, be in that atmosphere. Because Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi. Zok the Gra and the Besht. That if you're in the close proximity of Moshe Rabbeinu, then Yerushalayim is much easier. And that's the life goals that we have. Whatever madregas we have attained, and we have to attain more madregas and more Torah and more Yerushalayim, we have to make sure that we're in an atmosphere that's conducive of this. And how we build our homes, Bez Hashem, when you get married, what type of home you're going to have, where you're going to live, what kind of community, what type of avira you're going to be in. Because if you don't, then chas v'shalom, you could fall. And you got to be, and we know that every Talmud Chacham has a shtickel Moshe Rabbeinu in him. It's pashtusa, the Moshe Rabbeinu, b'chol dor, the Zohar says. So that's why you have to be around chachamim, around tzaddikim, around people that can give you that hashpah, that the chas v'shalom, no one could ever have al tamim ba'atzmocha ad yomoscha. No one could ever have that self confidence that I achieved already. I'm on that madrega, so it's automatic now. No, it's never automatic, and that's the lesson we learn from Yisro, and dafkin parshas Yisro, the parsha of Kabbalah Satorah, we are taught this lesson that al tamim ba'atzmocha ad yomoscha, that Torah needs to get these madregas of Torah and needs an anchor that we can hold on, so we should never lose the madregas but rather retain them and attain even higher madrigals. Thank you.